Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is Tuesday, the 25th day of October 2005. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We're going to have wide open phones throughout the entire broadcast. Had a lot of guests on lately, and I want to give you a chance to get involved on air, especially first-time callers or callers who don't call on a routine basis, folks who've been unable to get through in the past. We will go to your calls in the next segment, 1-800-259-9231. You're welcome to talk about the revelations that Scott Ritter, the U.N. Weapons Inspector, brought forward yesterday on this show. He said, yeah, the government might carry out terror attacks. This administration might carry out terror attacks as a provocation. And, of course, the former Abu Ghraib general, torture is continuing, she said, and it goes right to the top. Are we going to see indictments against top Bush officials in the Bush White House? Are we going to see it? There is just a whole host of news. We have the aftermath of Hurricane Wilma. There's a ton of news and information coming up after this quick break. But first, you want it, you got it. Here's Don Henley, an inside job. Stay with us.
Well, you were sleeping. They came and took it all away. The lanes and the meadows, the places where you used to play.
Will continue. word is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome, second segment, 8 minutes, 30 seconds in right now. On this Tuesday, 25th day of October 2005, we're going to have wide open phones. Robert and Steve and Janie and many others, we're going to go to your calls here in just a few minutes. The toll-free number to join us on air, wide open phones today, preferably first-time callers or folks that haven't called in quite a while, 1-800-259-9231. That's because we don't screen your calls. We just ask your first name and where you're calling from. But I get a lot of emails and occasional phone calls that people have been trying to get in to the show for months, but it's always, obviously the phone lines are always full, and so they're unable to get through. So we want to give people a chance to call in who haven't had a chance or haven't been able to. So 1-800-259-9231. Well, the Times is reporting Cheney first discovered CIA official's name, and that it's Cheney who first disclosed that little tidbit. Well, of course, he is a well-known micromanager. Everything is run out of his office, basically. The contracts, all of it. The New York Times reported late Monday that Vice President Cheney has been directly linked to the so-called Plaingate scandal involving the disclosure of the name of Valerie Plame, a CIA officer. The paper reported that Cheney's chief of staff, Louis Scoober, I can't even say his name now, Louis Scooter Libby first learned about the CIA officer at the heart of the leak investigation in a conversation with Mr. Cheney weeks before her identity became public in 2003. The paper sourced their story to lawyers involved in the case. The Times said that notes taken by Libby differ from his own testimony before the grand jury as to when he first learned of Plain's identity. And they never get in trouble for what they've actually done. They always get in trouble for lying under oath or lying to federal officers or trying to abscond or frustrate a federal or state grand jury. Why don't these people just keep their big fat mouths shut? And you know, I'm telling the public this. Keep your mouths shut, whether you're innocent, whether you're guilty, whether you're whether they're trying to frame you, whatever. That's why we have the Fifth Amendment. Do not answer any questions. Keep your mouth shut, and it will go nowhere. That's the way it works. But they just can never keep their mouths shut, and they flap their lips. And the only reason I bring this up is that so many of you out there, and most of the time when somebody gets charged with something or gets pursued by the authorities, most of the time they are completely innocent. That's the actual statistics. And there are a lot of people laboring in prison and in jails all over this globe that are innocent. But here in the United States, we still have the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. This is a good lesson of how keeping your mouth shut is a good idea. And that's why the Fifth Amendment is there. And they can tell you, I'm going to make you talk. You've got to talk. I'll hold you in contempt. The precedent and the Bill of Rights says that judge can't do that. And they may try to throw you in jail or punish you or whatever they're going to do if you don't talk, but they cannot compel you to talk. Name, rank, and serial number. I know of just so many cases where people are innocent of the crimes that they have been charged with or innocent of what they're being investigated for, but they end up going to prison for lying to authorities. And I don't even think that that should be a law. That's ridiculous. You lied to the God. You lied to your Lord. You lied to your King. But regardless, just don't talk to them. I mean, if I was arrested and being charged with some trumped-up garbage, Alex Jones, my date of birth, that's it. I mean, if they insisted on charging me, they might get not guilty. That's it. That's all you're ever going to get because they're only going to twist it. Now, look, I'm not here defending Scooter Libby and Dick Cheney and Carl Rover. That's his real name. Any of these people. I'm not here defending them. I can't stand them. But take Tom DeLay. I mean, they're just waiting for Tom DeLay to lie under oath or lie to authorities, officials, thought they were servants, and they're going to get him on that. And of course what Ronnie Earl is doing is political. Of course it's selective enforcement. Of course it's a persecution. And I can't stand Tom DeLay. He makes me want to throw up. But protecting people's liberties, even criminals' liberties, is more important to me than sending them to prison. It's that simple. Better that 10 guilty men go free than one innocent man go to prison. That's what America is built on. Governments are more corrupt and more dangerous and more threatening than any pack of criminals. I'm more worried about the government getting a hand up on us, getting a leg up on us, getting above us, getting a stronghold, getting our collective arm behind our backs. We've got to defend the Bill of Rights. I mean, I want to see grand jury indictments on real issues. They always go after Clinton for a dress or for lying about some affair with that Jones creature. Why not go after him for communist generals in the White House? Why not indict him for high treason? But see, right after he got out of office, when that could happen, George Bush protected him, making George Bush, George W. Bush, an accomplice to all of that. So that's really what it boils down to. I'd like to see him go after Cheney and the rest of this crew for lying to Congress, bringing forth false evidence of WMDs that the Downing Street memos and other admissions clearly shows were fabricated intelligence. I'd like to see him go to prison for their Enron connections. All red-handed, smoking gun, no ifs, ands, or buts about it, but don't hold your breath. Because, see, in these political wars, they always burn each other with petty issues because that doesn't get into a wider investigation that might bring down the corrupt system itself. Let's just burn one capo. Let's just burn one don over one region. Let's not bring down the entire organization, no. Let's just nibble at the edges of it while, I mean, a million of us could nibble at it at this speed. It's just growing like a cancer at 10 times the rate we're cutting it back. So I've had enough, and everybody's running around euphorically giggling and gibbering. Giggering, that's a new word, a cross between giggling and gibbering. Giggering. I was about to say giggling and gibbering, but I thought to myself, you know, I use the word gibbering too much. I like that word. I gibber myself. That's what kind of why I use it. And so I was going to say giggling and gibbering, but I have invented a new word, giggering. Ha-ha! All right, side issue, but a new word is born. I hope you'll use it. Giggering. I haven't coined many, but there's one I'm proud of. Of course, I did coin propaganda placement. You have much of the advertisement now hidden in movies and TV shows. That's called product placement. We don't do that here. We're very overt about our plugging. And then we also have propaganda placement. That's when the government covertly places and pays for propaganda in TV shows and movies and print. We're going to get into, oh, that's right, CBS News. Turns out Mr. Roberts is for gun control. Yes, I'm afraid that wasn't mentioned to you. I know I'm liberal because I don't want to turn my guns in. I understand. I'm not a good neocon. I'm not a dirty beatnik from the 60s, a leader of the hippies like Michael Savage, so I can't be your great conservative leader. I understand. I'm not an oily pill popper like Limbaugh, so I'm bad. We're going to get into that, and there's just so much more. I mean, there's just masses of news. Another major Pentagon espionage scandal is brewing. A new news article here about the Pentagon wanting to put brain chips in the troops. Yes, I'm not kidding. But right now, let's go to Steve in Pennsylvania, then Janie, and then many others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Steve.
Alex, nice to hear you.
Yes, nice to hear you.
Speaking of the smoking gun, I just have a news report. I was going to call you in a couple of days ago, but I had to go on a trip and didn't get a chance because, you know, you're you try to call near the end of the show, you might not might be on the phone for a couple hours. Anyway, I mean
that's interesting information, but it doesn't really. It's just kind of like trivia.
Yeah, it was the news report is I was talking to a gentleman I know out in the L.A. area. And he was driving down the road the other day, and there was a bus in front of him about 3 cars ahead, and that bus took off the ground about 20 feet off the ground, and he said he's seen bodies, like, flying through the windows. And he was like, shook his car, lifted his car up a little bit, and he went down to the local news station. He was, like, looking at the news. Nothing was happening, so he went down to, there was, like, news reporters everywhere, and I think he went down there, talked to the guy, or called him.
Okay.
You know, what's up with the news report?
Yes, I understand.
And nothing. Like the guy was like, you know, like a little bit nervous, and he said, "Well, like, I don't know, like they're taking care of it or whatever." I'm wondering how many Wacos and Ruby Ridges can happen like that. Nobody will even know about it.
Now, specifically, when did this happen?
It happened last Tuesday.
Last Tuesday and where?
In L.A. area. I could get get you a street address if you want.
Yes, email it to tips@infowars.com. I really appreciate that call. In fact, stay there. I want to learn a little bit more about this on the other side.
know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello folks, Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What if you wanted to scare the police, the FBI, the locals, to get them under your control? You would carry out real terror attacks all over the nation. TWA, Flight 800, the Queen's flight a few weeks after 9/11 that blew up in front of everyone at 1,200 feet. Some of the bombings that have gone off at refineries and power plants, and even security guards see people there planting the bombs. They shoot at them. The FBI then comes in, tells them to shut up, and 2 days later there's an explosion. Stuff like this is going on. And there are real copycat terrorist groups who don't know that it's Al-Qaeda carrying out the big events. There are a few real Muslim terrorist groups. There are a few real white supremacist groups that have been out carrying out smaller, uncoordinated terrorist attacks. And we've caught the FBI back in 98 creating a Klan group out of nothing, trying to get them to build bombs, trying to get them to bomb a chemical plant in Fort Worth, and finally the sheriff found out and busted them and shut it down before it could happen. And they won a Bum Steer Award in Texas Monthly, which is a big insult for doing that. It's like the Stinker Award or something here in Texas. It's saying, you know, you're very bad. It's like winning the award for the worst hamburger or something. But to make a long story short, I don't know about what the caller's talking about last Tuesday, L.A., a bus blowing up, I think is his description. But it'd be really hard to keep something like that in that media-intense city quiet. So I don't know if there's any validity to that. But I know that where they have explosions and things, they have said that things that are clearly terrorist attacks aren't. But then they quietly use that to tell police departments, men, we're really under red alert right now. These are probably terror attacks. But we've had FBI agents on, and they've told us that they're told to keep quiet, and they're told that there have been over 100 terrorist attacks since 9/11 that they're told not to tell the public because the public couldn't handle it. Meanwhile, the police state is just being set up around us, and the border is being left wide open. Going back to Steve in Pennsylvania, Steve, does that... tell me just a little bit more about this. This was last Tuesday, and your friend saw this bus blow up, or what are you saying?
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Yeah, he was just driving up the road, and about 90 feet in front of him was a bus, and just kablam, and up it went. And by kablam,
you mean it blew up?
Yeah, oh, it definitely blew up, and I think he did some checking, and I think they analyzed it, and they said it was C4.
But it wasn't on the news.
No, and I said...
Okay, well, who told him it was C4?
I guess he checked around and talked to some reporters or whatever.
But it wasn't on the news.
No, and that's
okay,
the
thanks.
Funny thing about it. And I thought,
okay, listen, thanks for the call. If you want to send me some information, Steve, that'd be great. I really have trouble with your friend's story because it's Los Angeles. But we did have the case of that truck member up in St. Louis blowing up. That thing was strewn for, it looked like an explosive, and then they said, oh, it wasn't an explosive. So who knows, but at least that should be on the news. Let's talk to Jeannie in San Francisco. Jeannie, go ahead.
Alex, how are you? This is Jeannie. I'm in San Francisco. It's great to be with you. Listen, you're doing a great job. I listen to your show every day, you and Jeff Friends. And, you know, one of my concerns is that I'm trying to get as many people as I can to listen to you, to listen to Rance, but really wake up to a lot of these things. But one thing that I'm noticing, I'm Latino, and a lot of like my Latino friends, they are pretty much being, I guess you could say, conditioned by the media that's telling them that a lot of the issues you bring up, like the Minutemen issue with the border and whatnot, that it's basically just a matter of racism. That you know, so it's really intense, especially in the colleges. There's a this whole notion that kind of like a false ideology. That
well, yeah. Look, I mean, you've got the big banks, the big money funding those universities, acting like it's some type of revolutionary fervor. Bush, who, I mean, tell your friends this. Hey, you know Bush is bad. And they'll go, of course he is. Well, why is he for blanket total amnesty? I mean, this is part of the New World Order plan to bring this country down, and it's not going to help Latino Americans to have another 30 million illegal aliens, whether they're German or Chinese or Mexican. I mean, it's part of the New World Order plan. It's in the global plans, and the big corporations package it like it's some revolutionary, you know, cool thing, but it's not.
You know, and it's true, and it's kind of, in a way, it's kind of understandable how people fall for that line, because it does seem like it's kind of liberating and cool, and it's kind of...
Exactly. Stay there, Jeannie. Stay there. I want to talk to you more on the other side. Give you, I mean, this is a very important issue. You know, I'm going to be out of town next weekend, but the Klan's coming to town. You need to come out and protest them. I wish I'd be here to do it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, it's simple. I'm very consistent. You know, my last film, I'm so proud of it. It's Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. It's a miniseries. It's 3 hours long. Covers 9/11, the latest police state developments, and the globalist master plan. The last hour is how Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove tie into the Thule and the Fool Society, and how this satanic order is in control of our government. I mean, it's the facts. And how it's involved with Nazism, the occult, you name it. So, you know, my last film is exposing the Nazis. And then I get little threatening emails, little threatening comments, and little threatening neocon, other so-called patriot talk show hosts attack me because, you know, I don't sit here and bash Jews. And I don't sit here and say I dislike Mexicans and, you know, call them little names like Mr., you know, we've all heard it. You know, because I talk to people like they're human beings because they are. Okay? And this is all just tribalism. But I know full well that Mecha and La Raza, Mecha, which, you know, stands for the Reconquista of America, La Raza means the race. They go, well, that just means the family. Yeah, balderdash, okay? Balderdash. I've read the literature. Poppycock. It's not true. It's bunk. It's disproven. And when you go, and I mean, I got video of in L.A. and San Diego, huge pictures of white people's heads cut off, and we're going to kill you and go back to Europe and blah, blah, blah. And here you are, it's Hispanics who, on average, are about 25% Native American and 75% Spanish. And you know, some of them are 75% Native, and I talk to some of these people, they don't even seem to know. They go, I'm Mexican. And I go, well, that means you're European and you're Native American. No, I'm a Mexican. But you know that you're a Native. I mean, that's no insult. I've got some Native American blood. I'm proud of that genetic complement. And I'll be sent letters now that I've got devil seed in me and I'm going to hell because I've got some, what is it, Comanche and Cherokee. But the point is that people don't even know their past, so they're doomed to even know their future or what's happening in the present. And so, I mean, if there are groups that call for the plan of San Diego to kill all white males above the age of 16, I mean, nobody's going to kill me and my son. Not without a fight. I mean, you want to fight? You know, you're saying you want to kill me. I mean, the New World Order. Henry Kissinger says he wants to kill 80% of us in official CIA documents, so I go after Henry Kissinger. And the La Reconquista people say they want to kill me and my son and my father, my family. You're going to get a fight. I'm going to come out and I'm going to bullhorn you, and I'm going to stand up against you. And I just learned yesterday the Klan's going to be in town coming up next Saturday, and I hope it doesn't turn into another race riot like what happened up in Ohio. And again, there you saw both sides being bad. You've got the Klan, who I disagree with vehemently, a Masonic organization, federally controlled in almost every case, running around wanting to start a provocation. And once it started, and it's on video, I've seen the video online, folks, the blacks, many of them, started attacking any white in sight, trying to drag reporters out of their cars and knocking their windows out. I mean, that's not right, folks. You see, most of those whites are little knock-kneed, shaking, cowardly, afraid, guilty, gun control advocate whites who literally, I mean, folks, let me just tell blacks something. Most whites aren't going around disliking you. Most whites are just these guilt-ridden, worshipful. I mean, look at how whites just totally embrace anything that's black culture. And it's also the media ignores many of the great aspects of black culture and picks these aberrant gangster rap type and the more aberrant hip-hop type and then makes that the model for black males and black females as well as whites. But most whites are not skulking about thinking bad things about you, just so you know. But they started attacking the whites. And then, boy, Fox News and CNN cut from that, but people recorded it off satellite. It's online. There's clips of it on the web. I watched some of it this weekend. A week after it happened, it took me that long to have time to go watch some of it. And you know, I'm against mobs of white people. Imagine mobs of white people busting out windows and dragging blacks out of cars. So there's two dozen white supremacists. And there's racial tensions between the Polish community and the black community. And so, hell, let's just beat up all the white people. And it happens in Seattle, and it happens all over the place. And, I mean, I remember growing up in Dallas and walking down the street and there'd be black guys up in a doorway. Hey, what are you doing, you white bleeping in our neighborhood? And I was just that person that was kind of crazy. I'd say, bring it on, let's go. And it wasn't because they were black. It was because they wanted to fight with me. You know, for them, it was because I was white. So we're treated like that. What happens is whites are subject now to a lot of reverse racism. So whereas 10 years ago, I didn't know any white people that disliked blacks and Hispanics just for their race. Now it is rampant. And yes, folks, let me just warn the blacks and Hispanics. You are in grave danger. Don't think the toothless Klan out there is something you got to worry about. The real groups you've got to worry about are massive and are growing. And they're feeding off of the fact that you haven't gotten your black racism and your Hispanic racism, your tribalism in tow, in check, because you have no You don't have any guilt. You're very self-righteous. A lot of you are very out of control. We're about to go back to Jeannie. He brought up just great points here. I'm just trying to preach on this subject. And so you have been really mean to a lot of bleeding hearts who were ready to worship you and ready to grovel at your feet. Now they're not ready to do that. And there is a massive pendulum swing, a massive backlash. And, folks, you know I'm good at looking at trends. I've never talked about this, but I'm going to tell you up front. The New World Order knows what it's done. It's going to try to play us off against each other in a huge race war, and we have got to try to avert that. Okay? And if you want to run around with pictures of white people's heads cut off and say you're going to kill us all, ha, 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 listen. Number one, you're going to lose, and the people fighting you are going to lose. We're all going to lose in a race war. Number two, you're being manipulated, and that goes for Ku Klux Klan members, Mecha, La Raza members, everybody. So, yes, I've gone out and protested the Klan and gotten death threats from them. I've done it many times. And I've gone out and protested Mecha, La Raza crowd. And I would love to be down there next Saturday, but I haven't been out to the family ranch in over a year. And I haven't seen family in over a year, and this is already set up. And so I've said family comes first. In the past, I would cancel this little trip I'm going to take next weekend and go bullhorn the Klan. But I'm going to have some guests on about it next week, and I hope you'll go out and do it. By the way, it's just out of control. So we've got to navigate this, and we've got to ask ourselves, why is the Ford Foundation funding billions of dollars into the La Reconquista? It's nothing but to undermine the sovereignty of this country. What does Bush and his controllers openly want? What does Bill Clinton want? A Pan-American Union. And so this is happening. And it's very, very serious. Very, very serious. And instead of people living in peace together, I mean, in Texas in the past, California, there's always been some friction between whites and Hispanics. But in Texas, that's not really been the case compared to California. People have gotten along. The communities have lived side by side. And, of course, the two cultures grown together. And it's been happy. It's not now. There's invasion stickers. They actually have stickers on their cars. I mean, thousands of them here in Austin. You want to see billboards and stickers everywhere. It's the invasion. And to, speak some Spanish. My wife speaks fluent Spanish. She lived in Madrid for 6 years. And, to hear the comments in the grocery stores and to hear the comments, my cousin, Buckley Hammond, he lived, the first 5, 6, 7 years of his life in Guatemala. And, we've been on a trip before, and he's sleeping in the bed next to me in the hotel. He's sleeping in the twin next to me, and he's speaking in his dreams in Spanish. That's really his first language. And, he's worked as a bartender for many years, and he says, Hispanics walk up to the table and sit there and make little mean comments about him, and then he'll just snap back, "Hey, buddy." He freaks them out real bad. He'll go. I'm more Latin than you are, and they'll freak out and apologize. We're sick of it. Okay, we're tired of it. And I'm not going to be used though. I'm not going to turn to the dark side and go join the Storm Front or the National Alliance. Okay, I'm not going to just. And you know what? Frankly, with all this stuff that the black leader saying kill all the whites and whites are the problem and the Mexican leader saying this, I don't blame people doing that. But I'm telling you, it's destructive, it's bad for humanity, and it isn't going to work. And the bankers are playing us off against each other. And I don't blame Hispanics who were called names and were discriminated against going and joining Mecha and La Raza. It feels good. It's tribal. I mean, that's how we're designed, folks. But I know this. It's better for our children. It's better for our society. It's better for us in the long run if we do love our cultures and if we do try to keep them strong and if we don't let the globalists destroy all our cultures, whether it's Hispanic or white or black or whatever. It's all under attack by this Hollywood culture. And I'll add this, and then we're going to go back to your calls because I know I've been really preaching here, that... It's better for the bottom line. It's better financially. It's better with education. It's better environmentally to keep America at 315 million. The census 5 years ago said we were, what, 287 million, folks. We're well over 300 million now. And most of that growth is illegal aliens. And it's already hurt our economy. It's already lowered our standard of living. And I mean, if you really care about your bank account and the bottom line and your children's future, I don't care what color you are, you better join us in shutting down these borders. Because our mortal enemy, the New World Order bankers, are behind it. Now get that straight and understand that. Because in the final equation, that's what it comes down to. And so, yeah, you know, we have a lot of Hispanic listeners, you know, a lot of Hispanic friends, and they know what's going on. They're not stupid. But there are these, you know, young trendies in the colleges and the rest of it. I mean, look at Gonzalez, you know, Bush is above the law, torture's good, all this stuff. Well, that's who Bush wants. He was a member of MeCHA. And see, he goes to the highest pinnacles. The power is behind it. But it's only to bring in a confrontation, to break this country up. And you know, some of these MeCHA people think they're like going to get something, quote, when America folds. No, it's just going to get even worse. There just won't be an America to run to. We'll be a Mexico City in L.A. It's almost getting there now. And that's the plan, sinking the lifeboat. I mean, you know, it's not like once they break America up, suddenly they're going to go, okay, now you get the big house on the hill. It's never going to be a racial state. It's going to be an elite empire. Brzezinski openly talks about this, playing us off against each other. Just like Rome was about eight different sections of the city. The Greeks, the Jews, the Romans, the lower class Romans, the Africans, the Gauls, the Germans, the Persians, they had them all broken into their own little areas, and they openly played them off against each other. And you know what? We're probably not smart enough to beat this. We're probably not sophisticated enough to get control of ourselves. And so we'll probably be slaves. We'll all be peons. And then I guess it'll be fun. We can all live in squalor next to each other in an open sewer and all hate each other. How's that sound? Okay, let's go ahead and go back to Jeannie. Jeannie, you got me preaching, but what do you think about my statements?
I think it's true, and I think, like you said, the globalists have really strategized and devised this. And the thing is that I talk to a lot of people, and I'm always trying to bring this up. And I think I'm pretty good at trying to be sensitive enough and smooth enough and tactful enough with how I word it so that it starts to make sense. But, of course, people are preconditioned, and, you know, Hollywood likes to play on race, and you watch the news. It likes to make it like it's a race thing. And
well, ask them. I mean, how is it different for MeCHA is saying that Hispanics are a cosmic god race. How is that different than Hitler saying that? I mean, ask him that.
Well, it's like Zionism as well. You know, I mean, it's hard to
it's the same,
like,
exactly.
It's like
exactly.
It's about Israel without them getting defensive because it's Israel and it has to be, you know. But that's the thing is, I'm trying to get people.
Well, that's the deal. See, you just said it. I try to be fair. So I criticize Israel. Look, I have an AP report that came out 2 weeks ago. Did you see this? It was also in the London Guardian, where over 10,000 Chinese workers came into Israel. They had to sign forms saying they wouldn't talk to, wouldn't date, wouldn't touch Jewish women.
Wow.
Can you imagine if we told 10,000 Indian workers coming to the U.S., you can come into the U.S., but don't talk to white women? I mean, why in the world is Israel allowed to do I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's a good point. But the thing is, I think the media and Hollywood is being orchestrated to specifically stick to race because it's a distraction from what they're doing behind the scenes and this whole, you know, the globalist agenda. You talk about the New World Order because all these people are keen to talk about this, but they have no clue about, like you were saying, Brzezinski or Kissinger and the plans that they've outlined in their books and in their speeches because they're just constantly distracted by race. So I think the point is to somehow reach out to folks to, like, because obviously the goal is to divide and conquer. So if they got, like, the Latinos and the blacks and the whites kind of, like, in their own, you know, it's better to have them divided.
Well, that's why I tried to go down there and protest that, and I tried to explain it. And, I mean, there were people wearing T-shirts for the Planet San Diego. It really freaked me out. And, again, it's primitive. That's why it works. But listen, this debate starts now. And I've got to tell you, the majority of Hispanics I talked to were like you, Jeannie.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them know what's going on and are aware of what's happening. In fact, I've said this on air. Hispanics are, per capita, the group that I found that's the most receptive and the most, quote, conspiracy-oriented. And there's even been articles written about how Arabs and Latin Americans are two groups who, quote, you know, the media makes fun of them and says, oh, they're really conspiracy-minded. You know, they haven't found a conspiracy they don't love. Well, that's because they lived under stuff like that.
True.
And so they're not stupid. So we need Hispanics to not be conned by these bankers. And I think we're going to win the fight, Jeannie, because of folks like you.
Definitely. Thanks, Alex.
God bless you, my friend. And you're my brother in the truth and fighting this thing. I mean, folks, they're really gearing up something horrible. And it's very scary. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Open phones today, and we're doing a decent job of it, but Jeannie brought up such an important subject, and we're welcome to talk about it if you'd like to. I mean, I'd like to hear from the Metro crowd, try to call in and defend their views, or about the Ku Klux Klan, you know, any of these people who are similar, or Zionist. I mean, the Klan, Metro, the Zionist. I mean, I've read all their literature. It's identical. Just take out Mexican or Latino or Chicano and put in white Aryan or put in holy Jew, you know, all these groups say that. Our blood is holy. We are the supreme race. And then I'm just sitting there in the middle of it trying to live my life. And I'm sick of it. Before we go back to Chris and Tom and Erica and many others, folks, we're going to have one more final showing of my new film, The Order of Death. In fact, what I showed 2 weeks ago was only 40 minutes long. This is 45 minutes long, had a lot of added information put into it. And then my film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, cut down to an hour and 30 minutes. The one you saw 2 weeks ago was cut down to an hour and 45 minutes. This has been cut down even more, but had, you know, just a bunch of pictures and video clips and new information added. So my totally new film, Order of Death, is going to be airing first. I'll give a speech, air that, then we'll take a question and answer, and then I'll play the hour and a half film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. So total runtime is 2 hours, 15 minutes, and then we'll take a question and answer after that. So it's a three-hour event, and it's $8 online or $8 at the door. It's the Alamo Draft House on South Lamar, their new beautiful theater, their nicest location. I've been to them all. Big stadium seating in the big theater. There we're going to be in the biggest theater. And there are still tickets available. You know, I've had a whole bunch of other showings in the last year, and they've always sold out by about this time. But as of last night, there were still a lot of tickets left, though there probably won't be by tomorrow or Thursday. So take advantage of it. Go to infowars.com, infowars.com or prisonplanet.com, and it links directly over to the area of the Alamo Drafthouse shopping cart or ticket counter where you can buy the tickets online. Or if you're driving down South Lamar, pull in, get tickets, bring your neighbor, bring your pastor, bring your rabbi, bring whatever to it. Come to this event, and I'll be there with the books and videos and all the materials, and look forward to shaking your hand. That's Thursday night, Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. Remember the Alamo, 7 o'clock. And so please come out to the event, and for those that keep trying to get tickets, but it's always sold out, now is your chance, I hope, to see you there. And if you want hard copies of any of these films, you can also get them off the shopping cart at InfoWars.com. Let's talk to Chris and Mass, then Tom and Erica and others. Go ahead, Chris.
I wanted to talk to you because a friend of mine is actually very close to Hillary and her family, and I was wanted to get some sort of information from you to let them know what she's really up to.
Well, I mean, Hillary's for the war. Hillary's for open borders. Hillary is she meets, in the New York Observer reported, every week for four-hour dinners with Rupert Murdoch. Bill Clinton's literally in business with the Bushes. I mean, they're CIA. They've always been CIA. They're British intel on top of that. And it's just totally staged. And I mean, there's nothing more I can say about it. But a lot of people are awestruck being around famous people, so they'll make excuses. But it doesn't really matter. Hillary's just a puppet to begin with.
All right. I don't know what I can say to convince them of anything.
So they just think Hillary is the Lord.
I don't know. They're just, you know, pals. Oh, yeah.
They're pals. Your phone's cutting out, my friend.
All right. Well, yeah, they're quite close.
Well, I mean, what do you think she should say to him?
I try to think, because I explain, like, the whole, like, the big picture. You know, people don't want to even hear that.
Well, you know what? I think you're on a cordless phone. Get closer to your jack. We'll come back in 1 minute and you can finish up.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.